Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, The Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the Tyrol, where we'll be on the whole different vibe, though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us. Like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
Appreciate everybody who tuned in. I appreciate y'all. Comment where you were tuning in from for me, if you don't mind. Whether you're on the Facebook page, on YouTube, just let me know where you're tuning in from. Yo, 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 yo. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me? Those who tune into live, can y'all hear me? Am I clear? Anybody? Let the church say amen if you can hear me. Oh. You can hear me? All right. Yeah, I can hear myself now. What up? Thank you for everybody who's tuned in. I do apologize about the time. I know we're past the time that we said, but technical difficulties said otherwise, but we're still going to rock with it, you know? And CPT, so you know how this should go anyway. But this event, this moment is dedicated to Ray. That's what the blue is for. That's what the lights is for. That's what the poetry is for. That's what this entire event is dedicated to, the memory of our lady, Raina Banks. I love you, girl. So we got a couple balls we're going to spit in here tonight before we get started with the show. So I ain't even going to say I hope you like this, Ray, because I already know you do. I love you. I miss you. And I will see you again, sis. If I could drop everything for you, I would. But for every shot of you I take, reality becomes my chaser. And I never knew if the grass is greener. I was never much of a landscaper. But what I did know is that you feel so good. So good to feel. So good to hold. So good to taste. Does that make sense to you? how you put the sense in sensational, our circumstances, situational. So it was never goodbye. It was just, I'll see you when I see you. And open-ended goodnight kisses are way more effective than when they have no conclusion. An algebraic expression with no solution, I'm choosing to express to you how I feel in this moment. Just in case you're wondering while I'm silent, while you're across from me, it's because I visualize you naked sitting on top of me. Let's just call it topography. I love you, Ray.
Well, I never, in the poem that I'm not going to do tonight because I'm not ready for that. And I want to keep it to me a little bit longer before I share it with anybody else. So there's that. So in the poem I say, though now we've said beautifully broken, I never saw her as broken. I always saw her as whole. So I felt like I wish she could have seen herself through the way that I saw her, so she never felt like she was broken. So there's that. I love you. I miss you. And here's your favorite poem. I tell him I love you. 8 letters, all caps, no spaces. Font the size of infinity. You see, spaces leave room for doubt and hesitation, and I have neither when it comes to him. He takes my breath away, but he is my oxygen. Tank full of that good stuff. Cupid puffs fuel every chest pump. He makes my heart smile and my soul curtsy, and that's perfect. And he's perfect for me, and I for him. I should nickname him Vitamin, because he is good for me. He is yin and zen, and I'm pretty sure he was birthed in Zion. Have you ever met God before? Because he reintroduces himself every time I look in his eyes. Father Time often plays jokes and has me feeling like it was just yesterday, and other times like it was years ago. So Time and I often share chuckles as these memories play of first kisses and instances, and I'm thinking, reminiscing may just be my favorite. Right next to imagining I ever after, I never imagined that our love would grow like wildflowers along the pathway to my soul with him in all of his glory. See, he is my poetry, destined to reside within me. He is beautiful, no feminine intent in any sense of the word, but in every sense of its adoration. And I adore him with all 5 senses. My 6th sense is definitely loving him. My love stems from a deep root inside me that he showers daily, and I shower him, wash him with joy and peace, bore 2 bundles of it in my womb and placed them in his arms. Our heartbeats had never been that in sync before. We never created life and watched it breathe before. Our beautiful daughters, perfect replicas of their father. See, he is the Boaz that church folks gossip about. He is the orchestrator of my smile, the violinist to my heartstrings, the percussionist to my chest plate. He keeps me in tune, treble kissing bass, sun dancing with the moon. My soul swoons every time my eyes rise to set on him. My vision rests in him. I guess he is my favorite view. He's a direct descendant of Nefertiti and Zeus, the queen of love and god of possible. He is my holy grail, the holder to the blueprint of I Young Forever. And I just want to love him. I just want to flood him with X's and O's and other gems. I want to nourish him. I want my love to stick to his bones. He has made my love his home. He rests there. My love is my king's castle. He is blessed there. And I am blessed by him. Reborn in his I love yous. I'm asking him, like one does the sun rays. See, he is my everything. And it's perplexing that of all the things he's done for me, the most memorable thing was him showing me how to love me. It's the aid to me being able to love him better. And I make sure to always start by telling him, my baby, my Raina, I fucking love you.
For anybody that's ever known Raina, she's always been a multi-layered person. She had so many different layers to her, but one of my favorite that we shared together was the more sensual side. So I do this poem entitled 12 Play in memory and honor of her. Your body's calling, and I'm sure to answer every ring. Summer bunnies are ready to come out now. Foreplay turns 12 as we prepare to bump and grind like it's 1993. Daddy, I want to forget how to breathe. So you can give me CPR, then revive this pussy. Give her mouth to mouth. This is an emergency. Have you have me begging for my daily shot of vitamin C? Indeed, it seems like you're ready.
Come on,
that nigga. You started with Sadie or Kelly. Start bundling cakes while you bobbing for boobies. I know you like coochie or your stick, but I need you to take care of me first. You won't get cotton mouth from this candy. If you want me to lick it like a lollipop, you better not stop until my clitoris throbs. Rest your head on my foot. Just so you can be comfortable when you come up shining from sea to tea, these titties jiggling while my body's quivering. I know you like the view just as much as your dick do. Here you say, I like the crotch of you, and my reply, baby, my mama made it just for you. Just lay back and let the goddess take care of you now. I won't just lick. I'll give you eye rolling, jaw dropping, mouth watering head. Have you jerking after I tap the tip when you come for me? Baby, I play dirty. And I like the way you beg. The way you shake with excitement as I firmly hold your manhood in my hand. This is not a drill, Sergeant. At ease, Private. While I salute your Johnson with my tongue, I'm so demanding. I need that dick on command. When I say stand at attention, you better be shouting, ma'am, yes, ma'am, sex me, baby. Lick me in my eyes while you cradle my crown with your hand around my neck. We about to break another bed, but we don't give a fuck. It could be the bed, the couch, or the living room floor. Take me down through there. Whatever I say when you deep in these guts, I ain't liable. That dick made me liable. And I'm about ready to rideable, to liable down as I ride you all the way to the ground. I'll tell you whatever you want to hear just to make sure you don't stop pumping. Daddy, I want you to come for me. Again, ride you so good till I make you run from me. Again, give me this motherfucking dick. I want to hear you say, who the fuck you talking to? Back to the hood of things, you flip my ass over. Bring my ass over as you flip my, grab my locks from behind and pin my ass down. Freak that body. Ask me who I belong to when you giving me deep strokes and pounds. Make me tell you it's yours. Fuck these sheets. Fuck these pillows and fuck this motherfucking hell. Sweat don't stop shit.
Come on.
Cause we get filthy. Now, this soundtrack got me fiending for more. So I want you to fuck me into TP2. That's for you, Raina.
So, yo, if you knew Raina, you know she loved all that. Shout out to my girl. We love you, Ray. We miss you. This was extremely hard to do. But we made it happen. A year ago, to those of you that don't know, I did not know that that would be the first and last time that all of us was here. Yeah. All of us, everybody was under the roof, and it was glorious. It was a whole weekend of love, honesty, and just transparency at its finest. And I'm glad we got to experience that before she left, because it felt even more impactful.
Yeah.
You know,
she got to get some shit off her chest.
But she vented. And I'll never forget that vent section.
Everything she needed.
We got off the cameras, she vented, and we was able to bring that life back that she gives us so often, you know what I'm saying? And it felt so good to see her perk up and to see people fight over that damn cake she made.
Ooh, I had a piece of that cake.
Yo.
Now, little baby, it take cases.
Boy, look here.
Cake, okay?
These are tears of joy.
Microphone, but yeah. We miss all your sweetness.
Oh, my God. Man, but I feel her when we do poetry. I feel it with these lights. I feel it with the love in the room. So we're going to continue this. To those of you who are in the audience who are watching, don't you go motherfucking new year. I'm going to let you go use the bathroom and come back, but we about to get started.
That's it.
Because, like, when I tell you, my producer here, and she's just, only thing she about to do is switch cameras. Only thing she's about to do is switch cameras and let me get something to drink because I'm warm. But we got some topics. We got a guest here, Miss Tiffany and the thing. So we finna have a good time. So we finna get this thing rolling. So I'm gonna stop talking. I'm gonna go get my spot on the couch because my feet hurt. I'm old. This is what happened when you post 30. So I'm finna get on this couch. You finna go. I'm gonna let you go get something to drink, go pee, whatever you gotta do, and come on back. You ain't gotta do nothing but just stay right here. All right. I love you. Thank you, Ray. The greatest. And we'll be right back. Ear, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Can thou hear it?
Can you hear me now?
Mic check one, two,
look,
one, two.
I don't know where I'm sitting, but the vent is hitting the back of my neck, and I'm thankful.
It feels good, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got something to make it hot. So,
hey, look, that shit, nope, can't do it.
The eargasm, you're having an airgasm.
I hope,
wait.
Somebody make that a shirt. If you're listening to this, I need you in the comment section to write airgasm. And you might be entered into a
hashtag.
You know what I'm saying? Hashtag airgasm. You might get into a drawing.
Would that meet the standards? It is on Facebook. You know, they be watching.
Community guidelines.
I told you I'm trying to get canceled today.
I'm
trying to get a notification in my email telling me my shit has been deactivated.
Because
I don't know if y'all knew Ray, but Ray was always in Facebook jail.
That's true. Every time she'd get out, she'd be back in the same
week. That motherfucker. She was a repeat offender.
You right.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC.
Please say the LLC.
See, I like you. You already caught on. You jumped in that thing in the middle of and got right to it. Yo, this is the Kid Bad Lie, cool. We here at an undisclosed location. Just know we are here.
We're here
to have a conversation. We got a couple of guests. But I'm gonna go around the room, let everybody introduce themselves. To the person you can't see over here in the corner. She here, but she might not be here, but she here, but she might not be here.
She's an international super spy.
Hey, friend.
Yes.
Super spy.
Superstar.
I'm Kirsten.
Kiarsten.
Hi, Kirsten.
Shout out. Can y'all hear us though? Do we sound good? We good, yeah, producer?
Can you hear
producer?
Us now? Can you hear us now?
We're saying words.
Check one, two. Check one, two.
Mike, check one, two.
Check one, two.
Something in the comment section.
Oh, come on, Harmony.
You hear us? Okay, perfect. I ain't see no lines right there, so I got worried.
Right.
Look, if I don't see no lines on this board, I get nervous. But we got Kiarsten.
Hi, guys, from the corner.
Yeah, she's hidden, so you can't say she was here. She here, but you can't say she was here. Over here, my motherfucking VP. Go ahead, Cole.
Yeah, it's your girl, K Marie. What it do, y'all? Make sure that when you share this, hint, hint.
Oh.
share this live right here, because we trying to be in your houses. We trying to be in your car while you go out to dinner. We trying to be on your date night. On your way out there. Like, just listen to us.
Yes,
we about to vibe. We about to give you some laughs, some good, a real good time, some great topics we have in this jar of jars over here. So make sure that you hashtag please say the LLC, which is also our YouTube channel and also our Instagram now. We done blasted up, guys. So make sure that you're using that hashtag so that we can follow up with what you thought about the things that we had to say. And comment, baby. I know y'all ain't asked me none of that, but
you're welcome. And,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know who I am. I am the illustrious. I just like that word. I'm just going to leave it there. The illustrious. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm right Sir, aka Mr. Sit On My Face International.
Who was that got your shirt made?
Oh man, if you're looking to be part of the Sit On My Face International team, you can purchase a shirt at theblurredsyndicate.com /2020podcast. Yeah, we got our own shirt line. Let me tell you about my best friend. Can I tell y'all about my best friend?
Let me tell you about my best friend.
Okay, we're going to come back to that. But we got a special guest over here.
Right there.
You know what I'm saying? We got new people in the room.
Wait a minute, new blood?
You know what I'm saying? Miss Tiffany. Come on.
All right, I don't think they ready though.
I love it.
They're not ready.
They have no choice.
It's okay.
It's the one and only. The only. Oh. Tiffany Rose,
okay.
Host of Diva Talk, No Chasers.
Hey, look, chases.
I don't have a filter, so I hope y'all ready.
Look, I like my black and miles freaked. So
there we
that's
go.
Your answer.
Roll that bitch answer. Up then. Yep. Let do
that's
it.
Answer.
That's
let
right.
Motherfucker look. Do it.
Thank you
for having me, smoker. I probably roll blunts, no filters.
Can we please do that?
Oh, I like it when they say, come on.
Come on. Come on,
you guys. I'm Ebony, the goddess of Moss Point, Mississippi. And I'm just tuning in with the 2020 podcast LLC.
Please say the LLC.
Every single time.
Every motherfucking time.
You heard me.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Now you might have noticed a couple of gentlemen are not here, unfortunately. You know, circumstances happen, life happens. A couple people couldn't make it. Mr. Wind Down Wednesday.
I was smart to see
it.
Him. I wanted to see him. The lights
can't
keep sweat.
Is that what he is?
He ain't Keefe no more.
Okay.
He let go of the Keefus. Yeah. He let go of Keefe.
Gotta say once removed. Yeah.
Once removed. Got it.
The Tubi Kane, though. He is that.
Tubi
Kane. On lock. Shout out to Casey. Brother, we love you. Enjoy your vacation. I appreciate everything you do. And keep on with them goddamn interviews, bro, because I be tickled. Have y'all tuned into them interviews where he be interviewing these actors and actresses and producers? And bruh, the crazy shit is this. He just started with one and it went so fucking well that now he's in the loop. That's and he just knocking them bitches back to back. Shout out to Casey, bro.
Shout out.
That is wild, man. The latest one he had with a young lady, I forget her name. But I did notice she was rocking Black Renaissance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Proud sponsor here?
Of the 2020 podcast.
We talking sponsors.
Yeah, and I'm Casey, I'm gonna give you flowers real quick because you're not here. Thank you, brother. I'm very proud of you. Absolutely. You've been doing the Wind Down Wednesday thing, you're doing the 2B King thing. Keep going, brother. And let's not forget about my other dog now, the one that everybody tend to hate.
Is he not coming?
Look,
he'll be joining us in a second. He probably getting right.
Okay.
But Black, bruh, not only did he monetize business decision sports, my dog got monetized through YouTube. But he also is doing Everybody Hates Black, where he's doing the round tables for the difficult conversation. Mm-hmm. And you know what I appreciate? He creates a space where he's not going to attack you personally. He's just going to challenge your opinion. You know how hard that is to get nowadays? Everybody, just because they think differently, everybody want to attack you as a person. Nah, not him. He's just going to challenge the way you think. And I appreciate that. So shout out to you, Black. I appreciate you. I hate you couldn't make it, dog. But I know you're here in spirit, and I know you'll be joining the live any second. But there's going to be a slight format to all of these live, to everybody who's tuned in. You know what I'm saying? We will be taking some topics from y'all as well. You know what I'm saying? And also, if you got smoke, you know, in honor of my dog Black,
man,
I will shoot you the link so you come up here and plead your case.
Yeah, you got smoke,
and we can tell you how wrong you are.
That.
Come on.
Ooh, we have no problems with that.
Come on Ooh. Up here and Come shoot on. Your time.
If you got beef, who the who?
Look. Yeah. So we will be encouraging people to come on and to join and interact with us. But I have one question I wanted to ask you guys.
We also have to shout out Zadora.
Oh, Mystique. I'm tripping.
We also have to shout out
I'm tripping.
Mr. Everlasting.
Eternity. Everlasting.
Now look at
Mr.
My
boy. No days off, which is
literally
why
he is not here.
Right.
Literally, he's at work.
Shout to him and his newlywed.
Zadora could not make it because, you know, when you're a parent, you got a parent. You got a parent. You can't turn that shit off. Yeah, shout out to them. Zadora will be here tomorrow for the roundtable.
Yeah.
Buck will be here Sunday for the safe word.
Safe word.
So I'm excited for that. So make sure, look, we got something for every day this weekend. Yeah. It's going down.
Multiple
so
the, things going for down. Every day.
We got the breakfast brunch show that's just starting. I fucked that all the way up. This is alcohol, y'all. But the brunch show is going to be tomorrow morning. I ain't gonna tell y'all who the hosts are. I think y'all be pleasantly surprised. But these three ladies are fucking hilarious. And they're gonna get here and do their thing.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Ashley, Janine, and Daphne. But I'm not gonna say who it is, but they are fucking hilarious. Yeah. I can't wait. Make sure y'all tune in. It's gonna be around brunch. What time is it, producer? What time does the show start? 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Central Standard
CST, cool. And it will be interactive as well. If you got questions or topics for them, please feel free to do so. But I got a question before we get to our legendary topic jar.
And also, you had to press pause on your best friend because you talked about
the
sponsor.
Y'all excuse me.
One of our other sponsors.
I've been drinking.
Please say the LLC.
He's been drinking.
I just wanted to remind you. That's what I'm here for.
Appreciate you.
Teamwork. Right here. Bow. You know what I mean.
Watermelon.
So, you already know about Black Renaissance, but my best friend.
Yeah, do it for the culture. Culture of everything.
The sensei of anime.
We going to get it.
The Blurred Syndicate. Mr. Y Stokes came through. He said, "Hey, bro, you know what you need?" I said, "What's that?" He said, "You need some Sit on My Face International." So I'm like, "You white, bro, but I don't know where to get them." He's like, "Don't you worry about it. I already got it. It's already uploaded.
And
I got you a discount code." I said, "What the fuck you
That's it right now.
His best friend came through.
And we getting some money.
He designed it, set it up, and put it in his shop. He said, "Don't worry about it." So if you go to the blurredsyndicate.com, he just so happened to buy some. I don't know, some Sit on My Face International shirts, and just so happen to use the promo code LLC20, you could get 20% off your order.
What's up?
A whole fifth.
Honey,
touch your neighbor, say fifth.
Fifth.
Hello.
I know by them fifths. Yes, Lord. Amen.
That's fine.
Praise the flip.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So shout out to you, Wyatt. I appreciate you. I love you, brother. I appreciate that message you sent me. You know what you text me, and I needed that at that time. So I love you for that, brother.
Okay.
And, but we're gonna get to these topics. I've been talking a lot, my mouth dry and shit. So we're gonna go around the table. Now look, it's 2023, it's been a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Can we agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's halftime. It's
right.
Halftime. We're in the middle of that thing.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask everybody in a circle, how's that 2023 been going? You know, mental health wise. Mm-hmm. And also, how have you been on your journey so far? You know, everybody, I don't know about y'all. I set a goal for myself this year. You know what I'm saying? And I'm on that journey. I'm well past where I thought I would be. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, where are y'all at? Because I know y'all are some inspiring ass women here. Y'all some amazing ass women in here. And I look up to each and every one of y'all. Real shit. Because creators, that's all I got to say. It's just something about being around creative women that just makes me swoon. So I appreciate y'all. So we'll start with you, Miss New Lady. You know, Miss Tiffany Rose and this thing. So put you on Front Street, see how you
do. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So how are you doing mentally?
Mentally, I don't think I could have said that last year. This year, right now, I'm fantastic. Like, okay. A lot of shit that's been, you know, kind of on the back burner has come and resurfaced thanks to Miss K Marie.
Hey, I'm gonna do my job now.
And look, it was random. Can I tell the story?
Go ahead.
Okay, babe, testify. I gotta do a testimony.
Car.
Hallelujah.
You hear Come me? On, you testimony.
We finna testimony.
I left my card. I'm looking for it for a week and a half, but you go ahead. It's your
damn time. It. For real? I did not know that. You did not say anything. Man, oh my God. So it was just random. Me and my youngest daughter, we was deciding just to sneak off and go get some sushi one day.
That's lit.
Me too. Yeah. So I went down there and got some sushi. I was like, all right, bet. Then she walked in. I was like, man, she looking dope as fuck. Is that what I'm talking bad. She looking good now. Yes, I love it. Go ahead and pop your collar. Well, I mean, yeah,
fix your titties. Popping titties.
Look, pop the titties. I mean, the titties. Oh, shit, the titties work. Nikki Craft. But we went in there, and me and her just really started vibing and talking. Mm-hmm. And then I started telling her shit that I probably about it, but I told her about my father. And I was like, I kind of fell off a little bit because I kind of life happened. Mm-hmm. And shit like fucking happens. And you mm-hmm. can't really stop. You know, you can't stop what you're doing when you're trying to regroup and recollect yourself and rebrand yourself.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was in the middle of doing. And she just popped out of nowhere. It was like, hey, I got X, Y, and Z that you can come do. I'm like, for real? I'm scared. Am I going to be on camera? Yes. So she was like,
yes, you are.
You're most definitely going to be on the damn camera. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do this shit. But at the end of the day, I'm here. And I was like, you know what? With all the choices that I made thus far, it led me here. So apparently I'm on the right track. Hey. So 2023 is doing good for me.
Yeah.
Hey. I fuck with it. So
that's what's up.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're gonna talk more about that podcast and then we're gonna let you plug and do your thing. So because we share follows in here.
Oh,
we share follows. Lord Jesus. Yeah, we do that.
I'm with it. I'm with it. And this ain't gonna do nothing but push my ass right back to the front and mm-hmm. relaunch. Like I said, I was gonna do and didn't do it because somebody is on my neck. Yep. I already know she's on my neck.
I just want you to root for you.
Ooh.
And doing it.
Because if you just met me, if I'm rooting for you, then you got to root for you harder. You don't know you your whole life. That's crazy. I can't root for you harder. So you got to go harder for you tonight. I got you here.
I got to show up. I got to show the fuck out.
I got you doing what you said that you, I don't ooh. Know. Look, I'm pushing people out of comfort zones. I want to say all 23, but really all lifetime. Because mm-hmm. even last night I had to get on my soapbox. I was saying this earlier about people sitting on their time. Oh, I don't know if I want to. Why? You said you do this. Come on.
Mm. And you know what's crazy?
Open mic, they put me on the spot. Hey, Kay, do a poem. Sure will.
But you know what's crazy? Me, it what? Takes so long to get to that point, though.
But you got to believe in you. You got to believe in you. And if I'm going to believe in me, I'm taking somebody else with me. Look, this feels so great. I want you to feel like this about you, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I need you to do this for you, too. Like this road I'm on, look, it's so mm-hmm. rewarding. You know, walking in the gift that you're supposed to be walking in. Ooh,
girl,
like,
don't make me holler.
Amazing. Come on, let me help you do it for
I'm
you too.
To stand up and holler.
Absolutely.
Can I do this?
I'm game. Ain't no gatekeepers around here. You know,
none of that. No. I love it.
No. They got me on this list.
But if it wasn't for that push though, not gonna lie. Look, throw your hat, do something. I'm trying to tell you. Throw your drawers. Throw your draws. Please don't throw your draws.
That's the thing about recognizing like purpose. If you were supposed to be walking in your purpose, right?
Yes.
And you shared that with me, and I believe you. I mean, I'm obligated to let you know when you stop that, hey, you told me who mm-hmm. you were and what you are about. Mm-hmm. So I'm obligated to let you know, yo, get back on your shit. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you told me who you were.
It's about to be my big one, though. Don't play with it.
It's your big one.
Don't play with it.
You already living in it.
Don't play with it.
About to be. These are the little steps. Is what gets to the big picture. Mm-hmm. So this is your about to be. You living it. We in present right now.
In it right now. Present, current.
Heaven's open now. Abundance here now. Overflow here now. You have to think like that. You have to live like that. So that you know that everything that you get is meant for you. You know that every move that you make is to get what is meant for you. Because you're doing what you were designed to do. So if you're not doing what you designed to do, how dare you get those blessings, right? But when you
say
and what you were created to do, then yes, abundance, overflow. And then you helping somebody else do what they were created to do. Oh, yes, please, more, more, more. Mm. And the bowls just multiply the more that you reach and make sure that everybody is doing what they were created to do. I don't need you to be a K. Marie. I need you to be a Tiff Rose.
Mm. Oh, girl.
I need you to be a double D, double S. God is
one more time.
I need you to be sir, two R's. Capitalize them hoes every time. What?
Say my name one more time, though. I like this shit. Say what? My name one more time. Say my name one more
you
time.
You want a Tiff Rose or you want Tiffany Rose? What you want? Because I'm going to make a nickname, ass Tiff friend. Rose, you know, I'm going to give somebody a nickname.
It don't fucking matter. That's my name. I was born with it. That's it.
I go, ask friend. She want that K. Marie. That is not my fucking... But I know it's K-Marie, you know what I mean? You just gotta accept it. You just gotta. Double D, double S. You know, K here.
Ooh, period, motherfucking time.
Yes, sir. Whatever it is.
It is what it is. But I'm so happy.
Anyway.
And this is what caused me to be here today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that was the same conversation we had that got that place lit like a motherfucker, because we were just talking just like this in the restaurant. And it really put me on my head. It had to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
It had to be that extra push of energy that I needed. And it was definitely her. And I'm here. So I'm happy to be here.
Straight.
Dessert.
Hey, friend.
Abby.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hello.
How have you been?
I'm good.
I haven't seen you in a minute.
I've been ducked off.
Yeah. You been on Clubhouse and shit?
I do be on Clubhouse.
You been doing your poetry and shit?
I do be doing that. Yep. I be doing that. Uh-huh. I be doing that too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Go ahead. How have you been?
I've been good.
Mental health wise, check in. You straight?
I've been good. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Tell me. Come on. Brag a little bit. Goddamn.
I don't know what you want me to brag about.
You running Clubhouse every time I check my email. Ebony is starting another.
But that wasn't the goal though. I try to be present. Like she was just saying, I try to be present in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I try to, you know, as much as I give out, I try to also receive too. So it's not just the one way street with Clubhouse. Uh-huh. Even just poetry, period. Poetry isn't something that I just pour into. I also get received from as well.
Mm.
And that's how I receive, because the normal interaction with humans, I've learned that not every human can receive from every human that same way. But one way that I do is through the poetry. You know what I'm saying? So that's my vessel.
It was one night recently. I just tiptoed in because that's how I do. I don't really, no offense to Clubhouse. I'm not a Clubhouser. Mm-hmm. I just go in there, I tip in the audience. And when people try to bring me up to the speaking role, I decline it because look, I know
don't
people,
be scared.
It ain't that I'm scared. I ain't even from the front. It's not that I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that sometimes you just want to be like a
fly member. On the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I enjoy just being in the midst of just good vibes, poetry, and just genuine people. And it was one night in there, this gentleman did a poem, and there was a bar about just hair in the industry and just in the workplace. And I was just like, God damn, that's what I needed, because that's where I be at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had got my hair did one time, retwist some regular shit, so some barrel twists. And it was just a slight comment a white dude said. And he probably didn't mean any harm by it, but it just reminded me of where I was. He was just like, man, why'd you get your hair like that? Because I wanted to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Right. Like what kind of question is that?
What makes you want to ask that?
Yeah, right. Like what answer were you looking for?
Why do you get your hair like that?
Right. And
why do you use dry shampoo, man?
Why don't you use a wash that? I'm washed out.
It just, I think people have to like become cognizant of the things they say.
Mm-mm.
Regardless of what your intention may be, it's just sometimes the way you deliver things may not come the way you expect it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm trying to be more observant as far as like interactions with people. So that's why I tiptoe in Clubhouse and see how y'all are doing and how y'all speak life into each other. And that's another thing I like. Well, you could tell when it's a room full of poets, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hype every bar we get done. Even if you fucked up, they like, nah, get through it. They give you that grace you need because it's about growing, because everybody in their mind recognizes each other as an artist. And I feel like that's where we are. That's where we are falling off in different aspects when it comes to interpersonal relationships. We don't see that common denominator of a person just trying to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we just take a perception and run with it. And I feel like in Clubhouse, you come in there as an artist, you're seen as an artist. Mm-hmm. You come in there as a speaker, you're seen as a speaker. And I just love that energy, bro. So keep flourishing in there. I'm really proud of you. I think you got a gift, cuz.
Yeah.
And I think it's outside of poetry as well. The way you speak, you and I have conversations at times that span, it'll start off with one topic, and it'll span into like a 45 to hour minute conversation. And you don't know how many times you don't realize you've confirmed certain things for me. Like God would place something on your heart, and if you're unsure, somebody close to you will give you that confirmation you needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, good 90% of the time it be through you.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you. I love you. I wanted to give you your flowers while you're here.
That's why I stay silent. I like to be in the background.
You know what I'm saying? Kirsten ain't saying shit, cuz.
Right.
Because Kirsten is not really here.
You start talking about breaking goddamn beds and shit.
Look, what I do in the comfort of somebody else's own home is my business, okay? Them carpet burns, I earned them, okay?
Ooh, girl. Right. Girl. Girl. See?
Oh, sir?
I think you're going to have to, carpet burns?
Taste buds.
What have you been up to?
Taste buds.
Well, how has your 23 been?
My 23 has been exceptional.
Real tasty, huh?
Y'all being nasty. I ain't for the entertainer, y'all. Because she right there.
Shit.
Need some moist.
See, I'm not from do this.
You parched.
But my 23
need some water.
Has been great. God has blessed me beyond measure.
Yeah.
I took a gamble in 2021 by quitting my job with Apple and taking a temp job. And that sounds crazy as fuck, don't it? Leaving Apple, going on a temp job. And now I can, and this is not a flex, this is not a brag, this is just me stating the blessing I got.
Yeah.
I literally am in a position where I make double what I was making with Apple.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And I never forget this, and this is why I talk about Black so much. Black told me a long time ago, because when I was working with Apple, I wanted to do these type of situations, mm-hmm. these kind of round tables where we just get together. They ain't got to worry about what to do, just show up and create. And I told him money was the issue. But he said, well, nigga, move like money is not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. It's all right. And that stuck with me. How many times have you changed your perspective, or changed your position because you thought you didn't have the money?
What you say?
And bro, when he told me that, I just started doing stuff, just like, you know what, going on faith, doing it, and it's paid off every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time. So I'm thankful. I'm actually flying out, not this weekend, but next weekend to Philadelphia again.
Flew that, girl.
For another certification. I found a career that I love. I'm a biomed technician. And I work on equipment that keep people alive. Last time I worked on baby ventilators. I passed that. Let me can I brag on God for a second?
Please.
Ooh, for a second. So Ashley is proof of this. I had to study while at home, and I had to go up there to take my exam.
Mm-hmm.
Stressed the fuck out. Stressed out.
Yeah.
Because this is a ventilator that keeps a baby alive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was an online training class I had to do. I had 2 weeks to do it. I did it, and I had 2 days to take the exam. Day one, stressed the fuck out. Day two, I take the exam, I submit it, and our proctor was a stone ass, like just would not give any expression. And he was like, all right, Mr. Evans, did you do your survey at the end? I was like, yeah. I was like, wait, you ain't said nothing about my exam. He was like, right, because you made 100.
Whoa, yeah, come through.
I said, what?
Yeah.
I immediately left the building, sat in the car, and called her. I was like, nigga, I made 100.
100.
100. 100.
Yeah.
I said that to say this, bro.
Yeah, come through.
Don't doubt yourself, bro.
Yeah.
Don't doubt yourself. You can put yourself in some of the hardest times, and you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. Don't be afraid to fail, though, because that fear of failure would prevent you from even taking the step of trying.
Yes, sir.
So I did good. So they sent my ass back up there. That's like, all right, you did the baby vents. Let's get you on anesthesia machines. I'm like, but before, where I was nervous, I'm like, nah, I can do it now.
Yeah.
Because I believe myself. I'm like, nah, I'm that nigga. I can do it. Send me up there. So
I like that. I'm that nigga.
Yeah. I'm that nigga. So I'm going to go up there, clear that. And I'm also going back to school.
Yeah.
I'm a college dropout.
Not no more. Right.
My job did some things that I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You've been doing great, but you need a degree, cuz. So I was freaking out about that. And so I just applied and sent my info in, and I got my acceptance letter, and I'm going back to school, cuz. I'm going back to school. I'm going back to get what's for me. I ain't leaving shit on the table.
That's right.
So 23 is going great.
Wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I love that. That's right there.
Shout
I was
just finna
say,
I have to have praise dancing in the middle.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus Lamonte, Sten Jackson, Johnson Brown, up Patel showing out.
Bruh, you've been good to me, man. So
she all that.
I did that to say this. If I can do it, man, look, you can do it. Bruh, can I say this too, bro? Can I say this? I can't stress this enough, y'all.
No, talk about it.
We deal with these jobs that we don't love anymore. Listen to me. You fuck around and get a job where you enjoy what you do.
Man, what?
You'd be surprised the energy you get, bro.
Yeah.
Because we have to realize 40 hours of your week is going to something you don't like. So if you go do something you fully enjoy, my weekends be lit.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, let's go to work. You need me to do overtime? Let me check my schedule. Yeah, I can do it. Let's do it.
Like, and it helps when your money match that.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, it helps when your money match that. Let me repeat it again for the people in the back.
Tell it again.
It helps when your money match fact that you love what the fuck you do.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's lit, man. So
I love that.
23 has been amazing. So it started in 21 and it took 2 years for me to see it. But man, I'm loving it. I love my life.
That's dope. I like that shit.
Have you tried Jesus?
He's all right.
Have you tried?
What about you? You talking about me? What about you?
He's all right.
Look, don't tell me, Ben.
He's all right.
I mean, you looking at the Bible? Looking at the Bible?
He's all right.
Gotta get that.
He's all right. All right, all right.
Your heart is upgraded to this now. You know what I mean? The way that you look at certain things. Certain aspects, the way that you cultivated your mind, the way that you have been dedicated to the elevation. I would love to see it. And I'm so much in your corner that I'm almost to tears, but I'm not going to cry. This whiskey got me on the borderline. I feel like I'm a blue singer.
Come on. You want some more whiskey, though?
Nah, look, I got my glass right here.
I want a new friend.
It does my heart good to see my people getting the things that they deserve.
Yes, sir.
And you've definitely, I mean, you done worked your back off on and off again and on again. Like, you done had it tatted and everything, but here you are. Look at you. And I'm just in awe myself. So kudos to you, sir.
Thank you.
Kudos to you. It's very beautiful. Such an honor to be under. You know, he always say that he ain't no ball. You know, this is our podcast. This ain't my no. This is your vision. You know, we didn't have this vision. Your vision was the 2021. You know what I mean? You had the perfect vision for what this was supposed to be, and you invited all of us in. And thank God for Lady, because otherwise we wouldn't be sitting right here next to each other. And how we're letting her legacy live on through the relationship that she has helped cultivate and build. I got a surprise. Okay, why don't you just come and sit down and see we're going to talk about Aretha Franklin. Why don't you sit down and see what you got? I don't know nothing about it. You know, we're going to talk about the funeral. You saw the funeral? That's all we're going to say. And look, it's a whole shebang going on, and I'm getting invited to be this, you know, a part of this, a part of this. So one more time, a part of this. And I say that like that because there's so much love in it. There's so much passion in it. It didn't come by chance. And with everything that was thrown at it to try to break it down or to crumble its foundation, it was rebuilt on a better foundation. It didn't have no holes in it, no backstabbing, no not seeing worth, no shadiness. Just love. And when things like that tried to arise, here we are talking it out to make sure that it doesn't tear anything apart, because we're adults about this. You know what I mean? When we said family, we meant it. And if you can't rise to the occasion, then this is the standard for our family. If you can't be this, then you can't be us. And it just stuck. And so the people that are here, I mean, family.
Yeah.
Family. Like a Disney movie right there. And I'm proud to have them all on my back, and that wouldn't have happened without you, sir. And so, I mean, the torch that you have given us to keep us lit. Litty, baby.
Yes.
I love it. And I hold it very near and dear to my heart. So thank you for being you, sir. Because without you and your 2020, we wouldn't be around here. Now, I know sometimes we get a little help.
But that don't stop the vision, huh? This right here, 2020, and he's always had that, and I respect it, and I'm in awe of it, truly. And them your flowers, nigga.
But nigga, we here to talk about you, though, goddamn. Well, what the fuck me? You mean?
Yeah.
Like,
come on,
like,
now.
That nigga, you know what I'm saying? You've been in a couple music videos.
Period.
Got a couple stamp verses it. On that thing.
Stamp it.
Yeah.
Stamp it.
About 65 pounds down now. So.
Yes, 64.
I done learned a whole new K these days.
Come on,
motivation.
23 has been about my worth, honestly, and not being a part of things that are either going to bring my worth down or make me question it. And I've found that I've given so much of me to people and it's not reciprocated because they don't see me, or maybe they do. I can't speak for them, but I feel as though they don't see me as how I'm supposed to be seen. And when you don't see everything that I bring to the table, then I have to remove your seat. And I just, and not on some fuck you nigga, it's just that this table is meant for these things to happen. And I can't have mold at my table. I can't have maggots at my table. I can't have vampire blood because you sucking up everything out of everybody. I can't have that.
Come on.
I can't have this loyalty. I can't, look, if you ride for me all the way. Because I'm riding for you all the way. When I say that, I mean it with my heart. And I feel like when I don't get that back, then, baby, it's the worth. I respect your worth. I feel like you should respect mine. And it's not like I just got here. So when it comes to poetry, I'm over 20 years in. You know what I mean? When it comes to photography, shoot, I'm over 15 years in. Award winning. You know what I mean? Put respect on my name. So when it comes to my prices and you see that they inflate, baby, this is what I do. This is my livelihood.
Because talk I would your rather shit, be friend.
Working for me than working for somebody else's dreams. How dare I? When I was built to do all, you know, you know what I mean? So that's neither here nor there.
Talk heavy.
Here and there.
No, talk your shit.
I'll be trying to be on no soapbox, but.
Man, fuck that. Talk your shit.
Here we are. And I'm just to a point where I want what's for me. I still got a seat for people to ride with me, but ultimately, if I got to ride by myself, I'm not waiting on you. The 23 is abundance, it's overflow. And I've been saying that to all of the people that I love. So if you've heard that, they know that you're dear, near and dear to me because I'm trying to steer you in the right direction. But in order to achieve that, Halo City, I love it. Being in the Halo City, we done cultivated some artists as well. We done released some albums.
Shout out to PJ. Shout out to Holiday.
Make
love
sure
you, brother.
You follow that. Boom. Shameless plug, baby. But the wing, I say that even for whatever because it's the elevation. It's the making sure that you're soaring. I own one of my raps, three wings on my back. My back look different. Like, if y'all got two, that's cute. I have three because this is the way that I'm flying. You can't fly like me. And then I say, if you ain't got wings, you can't even sit with me because this is, we going up. And if you're trying to be an anchor, baby, you can't be next to me. It's just not the place for you. Anchors sit over there. We taking flight over here. And in order to do that, you have to drop off the bullshit. You have to unload the things that you are allowing to weigh you down. You can't fly with that fear. You can't fly with that regret. Regret, shame, those are things that we give ourselves. So if you're feeling something like that, then you need to check you. You hurt you more than anybody on the outside can do it because you hurt you from the inside and also not letting that shit out. And that's specifically what I'm talking about. Man. When you swallow things down as if they're going to go away, you swallowing them out of your eyesight does not mean it's going to go away. What is it doing? Festering in your womb. If we get a spiritual, then we can talk chakras, right? So your sacred chakra is where you create. It's where you create life. It's where your livelihood lies, right? And now you got all of that bitterness and all of that angst and shit attached to it. So every time you try to create something, whether you are a business owner, whether you're a poet, whether you're a singer, when you try to create something, why I got that little twinge on my voice? I don't know. Because you're holding on to something. It affects your body. It's the way that you hold weight on. When you have trauma, you hold weight right here and in your hips. When you have been, when you have a forgiveness issue, you hold the weight in your back and in the back of your arms. This is not my lesson to you. I'm just letting you know a few things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get at me. K. Marie Capotes.
She preaching, y'all.
I'm on Facebook.
Pastor.
Can follow me, but I'm just saying you have to let that shit go if you really want to fly. Your abundance, your overflow is not going to come with you being comfortable in that blubber. You have to get that stuff off of you, because that's what happens when it festers. It becomes a part of your body. Same thing happened with, if we talking weight, it happens with fat. The more you let it sit there, it festers in your body. We talking fat. Your muscle that moves out there, the fat does not turn to muscle and not vice versa. So that doesn't happen. Don't believe that. But what does happen is that you lose the fat, you work it off, right? Mm-hmm. And then the muscle, you build that. So it pushed the fat on out the way like this, right? So when you're not working your muscle and you got the fat just sitting around there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You go to move, you go to fly, you go to jump, you go to run. You can't do nothing because it's holding you down. Why is it so hard for me to move forward? Baby, how you gonna fly with all that? Yeah. Now, I'm talking spiritual weight. Now, if you want to get on your weight loss journey, then, you know, I got some people that you can talk to. But I'm talking things that you emotionally hold on to, spiritually hold on to. It's weighing you down. Just think of it like your body. This is it. What am I holding on to? Depression? Get off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell somebody. Mm-hmm. Talk to somebody. Oh, I'm in it by myself. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. You let your demons win. Mm-hmm. And the demons that you letting swallow down in you, you got to get them out. You got to purge them out. You have to face them in the mirror. So I encourage y'all to do that. I ain't mean to go off on a tangent, but somebody needed to hear it. And there's you're welcome.
It. Somebody
so
got this.
Right. You got to get it out. You're somebody not looking it. At it. It makes it do what? Eat at you on the inside. And here you are, swallowing. Just swallowing.
Sorry. Sorry. Help it.
You know what?
But you just swallowing more. Swallowing it down more. More stuffing it down. So now you got a whole boulder of bullshit that you're not letting out of your body. You think you're about to go out here and run a marathon for your life. It's not going to work that way. Get that shit up out of you. You welcome.
Damn it, man.
You had something to say?
Damn it.
What up?
Come on,
oh, bring his ass
go.
Soon, man.
Boy, boy,
bring
my nigga
back.
Everybody hates Blake.
Hey, I need that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be acting shy when I ask you that.
It's real professional this way. I'm glad you niggas don't know what that.
Whole production.
Y'all would probably try to break some stuff. You know, when too many niggas get together, they try to break stuff.
Man, what's
I'm glad we secluded.
The wire, I
would have
gave up with the wires. That
would have
been my stopping point.
Look, man, let me tell y'all. Shout out to Ash, because, nigga, when I tell you we a whole IT department.
Mine
y'all
is
a
me.
Team. Nigga.
Y'all
25
people
through.
In two.
Bruh, we
I
made this
it.
Shit happen. Yeah.
I just look pretty.
Boy, Black.
Black, can you hear me?
It's your boy. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's
yeah.
Yo,
it's
yo.
A little
lag. Okay.
Yeah.
We hear
you. Oh, okay. What up, Black?
I need that Everybody Hates Black voice over you just did. I love that. Thank you. And I'm mad. And, you know, I'm mad that I ain't out there. You know, my heart is broken because I'm not out there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad I did make it last year, and I promise I'm going to make it next year.
Right.
But other than K. Marie letting people know why she charged how much she charged, she's supposed to charge that much, but she do what she does.
Hold on, Black.
I don't know what you said, Black. Wait a minute.
It's double talking. Hold on.
Yo, what was echoing?
That was a lot. I'm way too intoxicated.
I'm just, look, I was just thinking.
Is there
what is wrong with you?
More into it.
What is wrong with you?
What?
Why are you not drinking? Oh, Diddy is drinking.
Black. Well, in the meantime, hold on. Black, we're going to get to you next, but we got another guest.
A little faster.
That I wanted to touch on. Now, y'all can't see her because she technically not here, but she here, but she not here.
Yeah.
So my homegirl, my spirit animal, Kiarsten, she's here. Now, Kiarsten, you got to talk into the mic, baby. You got to talk into the mic.
Talking to the mic, Karen.
How you been? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, let me tell you. Can I give you some flowers, too?
Sure.
I want to thank you for coming. Real shit. There's very few people I trust to touch my shit. Yeah. And you in that circle. I appreciate you coming for real, for real. Even if you were a guest, I want you to check this out. Because I've always wanted to do a one-on-one conversation with you. But I know people get nervous when we talk about podcasting. You know what I'm saying? Because recording people and people get conscious of what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I relish in the fact that people get lost in the conversation. That's the fun part for me. So I'm glad you came. Look, she holding off laughing. I'm glad you came to experience this and to do this with us. So let's talk about you. How's your 2023 been? And look, now look, one thing about 2020. We are big on transparency. So be 100.
Gotcha.
How's your 2023 been?
So 2023 has been, it's been good for the most part.
Okay.
This year I made it a point, because you know, well, Jeremy knows my struggle and Ashley know my struggle, but because I'm just now meeting you guys and the listeners out there, I deal with really, really bad anxiety and panic attacks starting in 2020. So through some self-work that I'm still doing,
okay,
I decided that when it came to 2023 and it came to me, I'm going to start doing the things that make me happy, that give me joy.
Yeah.
That nobody else can take away, damper, whatever.
Yeah.
It's simple stuff. Let me tell y'all something real simple that happened.
Come on now.
So I'm a crafter. I like to do things with my hands.
He's so crafty.
Oh Lord. I've been on pause for a little bit. Because, you know, ebbs and flows, like Tiffany said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Look, yeah. Life be life-ing.
Yeah.
Man,
and,
what?
You know, I would, like, my room, my little craft room, I call it the key shed. Like, she shed, the key shed. The key shed been shut down for a little bit.
Key shed. Let me not think about me. Go ahead, key shed.
So, a few weeks ago, I went thrifting. I said, I got an off day. I'm just going to go to Fairhope, and I'm going to go thrifting.
Okay.
And so I'm walking through, looking, and I see some shiny on a bottom shelf. And I was like, I know what that is. Is that what I think it is? I know that ain't what I think it is.
Okay.
So it's a Silhouette Cameo.
Oh.
That's like a Cricut. For listeners out there, it's like a Cricut.
Yeah.
Nice.
$5.
$5?
Hold up, cuz.
Wait a minute.
Pause. Them bitches by 200.
That's what I'm going to say. The cricket I'm thinking of ain't cheap. Yeah.
Them bitches by 200.
It was $5.
$5?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And guess who plugged it up and made sure it worked before I left the store? Me.
Come on.
And I was with my sorority sister, and she was like, you know what, Kirsten? I bet you'll be happy if you don't find nothing else today. I said, you're right. And I threw that thing in my trunk. And I used it last week. But, you know, I've just been... And even in my house, because I bought a house 2 years ago, I've been making sure that I create a space that's comfortable for me, doing things that give me joy. It don't even matter. So that's just where I've been for 2023, doing the things that give me joy.
Absolutely.
That's what's
up. I'm always for that.
I fought with that. Let me tell you why. So this is my spirit animal. Let me tell you why. I met Kirsten through Ashley, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kirsten is the warmest, most liveliest ball of joy you could ever meet. 110 pounds soaking wet, but will give you the best hugs in Mobile County, period. Yeah. Anytime we going somewhere and Kirsten's there, I'm looking forward to seeing her because she's going to make me laugh. There have been times where, I'll be honest, I don't feel like going out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an introvert, believe it or not. I'm very much an introvert, but... It's something about Kirsten that lets me know it's okay to just let that shit go. Whatever's bothering you, whatever you are hung up on, whatever's got you anxious or overthinking, it's all right, bro. Like, let that shit ride. Just have a good time. And you exude that energy, whether you realize it or not. You've invited me into your home several times. Yo, real shit, real shit. I'm being 100 with you. And it never felt awkward. Like, real shit. And I appreciate that with you. Like, real shit. Like, some people don't relish in rubbing things in people's face. Because I ain't a homeowner yet. You know, some niggas are relish that shit in your face. Nah.
Your time will come.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know that. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, Kirsten has the best hand soap in the game in her bathroom, bro. Oh, I don't know what the fuck it is.
She makes her own?
No, she buys them, but she doesn't short it. No, some people buy the Dollar General shit. Oh, not this nigga. If you go in her bathroom and you wash your hands.
So it's like lotion, but it's hand soap.
Like, she get nice. Top shelf shit.
Let me tell y'all what it is while he going in about this soap.
Do we need to put a picture
Dove,
up?
It's the Dove right. foaming soap.
Oh.
That shit smells delicious.
That's what gets you.
I like the foam.
And I have it in lavender and the cocoa butter.
Do you hear that?
Wait.
They have like a cocoa kind.
Do you mix them together?
No. Oh. I just leave it in there. And every time he goes in there, he's like, Kirsten, bro, my hands feel so clean and nice.
But Dove does give you they that do. Feeling. So
they do. And they keep buying it off from Target. It. It's making me mad.
I get
it's
it.
From Target. See, that's why I don't know.
Oh, hold
it.
On. Y'all ain't hit it. That's why I can't find
See,
it now.
That's why. I need
yeah,
to
we don't
Target,
we don't know anything about the soap and where you can get it from because it's G14 classified.
Yeah.
Correct. That
but that's dope, Kirsten. Kirsten, I'm glad you're here, man.
Absolutely.
I would love one day, if you're comfortable with it. Let me say that. Because I don't ever want to put somebody in an awkward position. I would love to talk about anxiety with you. From one person who experienced it to another, because everybody's experience is different. And I would love to see what are some of your coping mechanisms. What do you do to step outside of it? Because you mentioned it. You're Greek. And when you're Greek... Sometimes you ain't allowed to be an introvert. So you got duties, cuz. To those of you that don't know, if you ain't Greek, hey, cuz. It's a social / political environment. So there are times where you will be a representative of your organization, whether you want to or not at that time. And you just got to do what you got to do. That's what you sign up for. So we felt each other on that wavelength a whole bunch. So. Yeah. Maybe we could do a topic on that too one day if our respective organizations don't disown us.
Oh Lord.
Oh, well, I'm a member of Broke by Broke. Do that count?
You ain't got it. You know. You ain't gonna be part of that organization for long though.
Wait, no, she just said Broke by Broke. Like I ain't heard that shit since high school.
Right,
like,
that was a joke.
Like why?
Shout out to the old Kanye.
You said you was a college dropout. I mean,
I will. Bars,
we ain't got it.
Bars,
we are poets.
This is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word.
Join us this season for all things kinky, all things BDSM, and all things sexy, y'all.
Live and every first and third Friday is when our episodes drop. Find us on your favorite platform and get ready to get safe with the Safe Word.
Safe Word.